Fiona Ritchie with you, and you're very welcome to an hour of Irish classics on the Thistle and Shamrock. Embedded in that set of four tunes recorded a couple of decades ago by Alton, a Mairead Ní Mhuine fiddle melody that has travelled the globe in the 2 decades since it was recorded, The Red Crow is now an Irish classic, and we'll have a song from Alton later on. Over this hour on Thistle, we will hear some classic performances of Irish artists whose music has shaped the sound of these radio hours from the first ones that hit the airwaves. Now, some Irish classics is, of course, all we can promise. I was tempted to stick a pin in the most likely playlist from through the years and just go through however many the pin pinned until time ran out. There is an embarrassment of musical riches. So let's get some on the virtual turntable. And here's Christy Moore and then the master of the wooden flute, Matt Malloy. Christy's first with City of Chicago.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed, a voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Thank you.
Matt Malloy with An Air, A Slip Jig and A Reel, The Parting of Friends and Paddy Ryan's Dream. Matt Malloy, it's a name that comes up in many classic recordings of Irish music, with Planxty, the Bothy Band, the Chieftains and classic tracks he's yet to make. Two other names cropping up with that kind of dependability are Kevin Burke and the late Micheál O'Donnell on fiddle and guitar. They each helped to shape the contemporary sound of Irish traditional music. So when they played together as a duo in the 1980s, it was very special. Here they are with Modimon Chapel, The Wild Irishman and The Moor Reel. It's Kevin Burke and Micheál O'Donnell. Mara Ní Chonaill with Auran Padarbranach, Padarbranach's song. Irish classics this week on Thistle, and vocal tracks like that one surely compete with the long list of instrumentals that are all jostling for time here. As I said before, we're playing classic recordings from across the decades this time, which if we were to do any justice to that goal would take a day and a half. But we still have time in the hour to rediscover with Paul Brady a concert from 1978, which he recorded at the time and misplaced the tapes for over 20 years. He was joined on stage for the Lakes of Pontchartrain by Andy Irvin, Donal Lunny, Liam O'Flynn, Matt Malloy, and from his missing tapes recorded at Liberty Hall as part of the 1978 Dublin Folk Festival, this is Paul Brady.
Was on one bright March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I coursed all foreign money, which filled my heart with longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I roamed the rods till all strangers, there no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came. Fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, me pretty Creole girl, me money here's no good, and if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the wood. You're welcome here, kind. Never turned a stranger out on the banks of Pontchartrain. She took me into her mammy's house and treated me right well. The hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell, to try to paint her. So handsome was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. and I asked her if she'd marry me. She said this could never be, for she had got a lover and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true she would remain till he'd return to his green old girl by the lake. So fare thee well, me bonny own girl, I never may see you more, and I'll ne'er forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore, and at each social gathering a flowing glass I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to me Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
Paul Brady rediscovered that live recording after more than two decades from the missing Liberty tapes, The Lakes of Pontchartrain. Listening to a few Irish classics with the Bothy Band, Mary Black and Moving Heart still to come on your radio, and details of all our music available online at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, still with you with a taste of Fluke there. We are at the heart of a classic Irish sound from the 70s and 80s now with the Bothy Band, Mary Black and Moving Hearts. Bothy Band first.
Thank you. I stood by your Atlantic sea.
Title track from Moving Heart's classic album from 1989, The Storm, with Davy Spillane on Illan Pipes. She's a great fiddler, as we heard earlier, but it's the voice of Mairéad Ní Mhíní with Alton we're going to feature ahead in Blackwater. She'll be flanked by two fine fiddlers from the Bronx and Ireland, Eileen Ivers and Nollie Casey with Artie McGlynn on guitar. First, with guitarist John Doyle, Piper on horseback and Jenny's Chickens, it's Eileen Ivers.
home, go home.
Thank you.
Nolly Casey and Artie McGlynn, The Fort of the Fairy Queen, one of many Irish classics, a few of which we've managed to squeeze into the Thistle and Shamrock this week, with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. We post programme playlists on our website each week. Just check until you see it, Irish Classics. And playlists are archived from previous weeks too at our website, where you'll find loads of features to explore and enjoy, all at thistleradio.com. And if you'd like to write to us to receive our programme playlist by mail, just send a self-addressed stamped envelope for programme Irish Classics to the Thistle and Shamrock, PO Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. Well, before he commanded the attention of theatre-goers worldwide with Riverdance, Bill Whelan worked with friends he'd had for years, Liam O'Flynn, Don O'Lunny, Andy Irvin and Nolly Casey, to create the music he called Time Dance 92, and you can hear where it was all heading. Join me again next week. For now, here's Bill Whelan. Find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock and listen again online. Our website is thistleradio.com. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. And Post, maker of Post shredded wheat, 100% whole grain, no sugar or salt added. Heart healthy information at postshreddedwheat.com. This is NPR Music.